Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is a Span Report quick hit. And the quick hits will primarily be a showcase for the guest appearances that I made on other shows with a brief preview of that show so you guys can go ahead and check that out. Also, on the Span Report quick hits, I'll be announcing any guest appearances that will be made here on the Span Report so you guys can get fired up of the people that I've been able to bring on and speak with me here on my show. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to announce the fact that I was on a show called The Chat Factor earlier in the week, and I got a brief preview of The Chat Factor here. Check this out.
But at the same time, I mean, some people say that, I mean, you have some people that say he has not done anything. He may have had sex with one or two people outside of his marriage, maybe.
He's admitted to more than that. So
he admitted to Aquarius and everything, yes. Yes, but what I'm saying is, I don't think if he raped any of these women, he may have raped two or three out of these 50 women. Okay. I still think it was consensual, but it wasn't. Most of these women, I don't think are. So that's just me. But I get what you're saying.
I'm gonna put it to you in very stark terms, brother. Whether it was two or three, or whether it was all 57, that would still make him a rapist.
Yeah. Okay. I'm saying if it was, I still don't believe he raped, but that's just me.
Okay. I mean, understand that, like, it's odd for me when folks talk about I'm not saying you in particular, but when people can bring themselves up to the point where Cosby may have been cheating on his wife, and Cosby may have been involved in all these drugs, and Cosby may have been meeting with these women, and Cosby may have used these quaaludes on these women, but they can't bring themselves to making the leap to say, well, Cosby may have went on ahead and took it when he wasn't supposed to. They it's like a mental block. They can't find themselves making that leap right there. Where they can make the leap to all these other things and kind of rationalize them, but they can't make that jump. And I mean, I get it. You know, some people just can't do it for their own personal reasons. But for me, I don't have that issue. I think, you know, it's very possible.
And you'll go the same way you go with Bill Cosby, you'll go at Woody Allen and Jared Fogle the same way, right?
Well, see, here's the thing. Woody Allen, I mean, take for instance Jared Fogle. I keep seeing people compare Cosby to Jared Fogle. Jared Fogle is fucking locked up. Jared Fogle is in jail.
Okay.
Like, we can't keep it. And like, Roman Polanski can't come back to the United States of America. He's on the run. He's not, like,
all right,
as if these people are just, as if we don't view these people as pariahs either. And it's odd to me, too, because it's almost like when you talk about, say, for instance, black-on-black crime in relation to the Black Lives Matter movement. A lot of white folks, when they say, when Black Lives Matter is protesting, the first thing they'll go to is, well, what about black-on-black crime? They don't give a damn about black-on-black crime. They're only telling you that to get you to shut the hell up. It's the same thing with this. When anytime you talk about Bill Cosby and what Bill Cosby may have been accused of, the first thing folks want to say, well, what about Jerry Fogle? What about
all
Roman
right.
Polanski? You don't give a damn about
what
Roman
about
Polanski.
What about Woody Allen? I mean, I do give a crap about these rapists, but I'm just saying, get on them, too, the same way you would get on Bill Cosby.
You know why
Bill
I get
Cosby.
On Bill Cosby? You know why I would get on Bill Cosby more so? Because Bill Cosby is someone who relates to my community. I don't give a damn about Woody Allen. All
right.
Bill Cosby relates to our community. This is R. Kelly, relates to our community. I'm not going to pretend that I give a damn about Woody Allen when I can't even tell you what Woody Allen has even been in. I never watched a Woody Allen movie in my life. So I'm not going to pretend that I care about what's going on with Woody Allen. But I do know that I've listened to R. Kelly and his music get plays at family functions. I do know that my family's been watching the Cosby Show in a different world, and they had this view of Bill Cosby. He's relevant to our community. That's why I talk about Bill Cosby.
All right. As you can tell, that conversation got a little bit heated, but I still encourage you to go over and check out The Chad Factor over at TalkShoe.com. That's TalkShoe.com. Type in The Chad Factor and you should be able to find his show with no problem over there. Also, I would like to announce that Rod and Karen of The Black Guy Who Tips will be joining me for episode 100 of The Span Report. So be sure to check us out. Hopefully you guys check us out live. That's Saturday. On the 16th, Saturday, January 16th at 4 p.m., Rod and Karen of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast will be on the Span Report. So check that out. And this has been your Span Report Quick Hit.